So how do I do that? I didn't know anything about it, but it's interesting.
So let me pause you there before you go on to that. So yeah. Ken, we're about to move to farming, pharmaceutical. So what I like here is there's riches in the niches, right? The old cliche, riches in the niches. Yeah. So you've identified five niches, and that's a critical key importance. And if you are struggling, you as a listener are struggling with how to go about identifying that position, because that's really what Josh did, is he positioned himself well. And I think you said you identified the niche of high compliance. Was it low technology or low?
Yeah, low sophistication.
Low sophistication, right? So able to do that, and that stood him apart. So even though he was in a super loud space, he was able to niche down and differentiate himself in that. So a really good resource is if you listen to or go back and listen to, I forget which podcast it was, but look up April Dunford's Obviously Awesome. Is a really good way of doing it. Are you familiar with her, Josh?
Yeah, I am.
Lover, hater?
No, I think she's good. Yeah. I think she's very good.
So it's a really good way of doing that. So he spun up five different niches there. And then one other thing too, and I'm just finishing up Justin. Why am I blanking on his name? He wrote Tech Sales.
Oh, Justin. He's a buddy of mine. Sorry.
Yeah, right. We're both blanking on his name. They go right in front of me. So Justin Michael, for goodness sake.
Justin Michael.
Never trust a guy.
He's been on my show.
Yeah, right. So we just finishing up Justin Michael's tech-powered sales. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that you did. Right now, it's so critically important. You said it yourself. I became a power user or a Marketo. And mm-hmm. that's the way that you're going to differentiate yourself. I mean, if you know tech now and you become power users of this technology, that's what is going to separate you out from the rest, because you cannot keep up. If you're not working more wisely, if you're not working more effectively, you're going to get just rolled over. So other pieces that you would like to pull out of that segment of your life?
Yeah, I think that it was very, like I said, a very good learning experience. I was growing, but not growing fast enough for where I was in my life and where I was getting to be. And to your point around niching, like I always say, niche wins. Like you don't have, if you're all things to all people, you're nothing to no one. And if you can niche to a point where you dominate just a very small segment, you're going to be so much more successful than trying to own everything. Like there's only one Amazon for a reason. And you know, they're unique. They're the true definition of a unicorn, right? Yeah. So, you know, I do think that you're onto something there with the niching down concept.
Yeah, 100%. So, all right. So we did that. Oh, and this is the other piece for the sales leaders and the sales managers. The reason Josh left, the lack of opportunity, the lack of growth. And so make sure, the number one thing that I hear whenever we're looking at new salespeople to come on board to one of our clients, why are you leaving? And it's so often I'm being micromanaged, which you have to be careful. That could be code for, I don't want accountability, right? Or there isn't any learning or continued development there. So those are the number one reasons that we hear. So you moved on, and $150 back then was pretty decent money. So you moved on to pharma. So talk to me about how did you went into pharma?